is a presentation of
the Lion and the Cub podcast.
That's pretty.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Lion in the Cup podcast. I am the Lion, we are the Lions, and we have the Lion, and I am the Cub.
You're the Cub, I'm the Lion. It's been that way since episode one. Let's just try to keep it that way.
Okay, well, when the team's named after you, you know, it's...
Age gets you something in this world, okay?
Okay, yeah, golden Buckeye cards.
golden Wolverine cards, whatever the hell they offer up here, yeah.
Game 19 of the 34-game rebuild process, Detroit Lions 0-1 versus the Washington Commanders, formerly the football team 1-0.
Formerly the... sorry.
Easy.
Sorry.
September 18th, 2022. 1 p.m. on Fox Eastern Standard. 7 p.m. Netherlands time.
Netherlands
so.
Summertime. NST.
And you know what, Dad?
What, buddy?
Let me be the first to wish everyone a happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Started today, so...
Started today in the middle of September?
Yep, September 15th to the October 15th. And today is also Mexico's Independence Day.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mexico.
Yeah, so just let me be the first.
Okay, they got their Benjamin Franklin, Jorge Washington.
I don't know. I just
Thomas
know that because
Jefferson.
We have our Mexico team out here, so.
Okay.
Very cool.
Oh, you have some workers from Mexico that have flown out there?
Yeah, we have a new location in Mexico, so.
Lovely, lovely. Hey, before we get too far, it's episode 19, right? Is that where we're at? Episode 19, season 2 of Game 19 of the 34 Game
Rebuild. There's no way we're on episode 19.
No, there's no way.
We're only on like episode 10 or 11.
10. I don't know what the hell that is.
Probably because it's Game 19.
I'm not getting any younger.
Age gets you some things here.
Yeah, it does. Gets you forgiveness. It's episode 10 of season 2.
Episode 10, season 2.
There's
today,
the lost episode 9. That's been sent off to Southeast China to be edited down for presentation. So I know people will be looking forward to that. Might have already heard it. I know some people have. So that's good. Hopefully it was great.
The Lost Paris tapes.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay.
It's going to be me tomorrow. So
we're playing. This would be the first matchup in Lions history against the Washington Commanders, right?
That is correct. Wow.
So, you know, I mean, there's the Baltimore Ravens used to, you know, they were the Baltimore Colts in Baltimore before. So this should be the first matchup against the Commanders. So we're going to have to just throw out all that crap I wrote further down about the history of the, you know.
Well, so kind of interesting. This is kind of a streak ender.
Streak ender.
Because the Lions are favored for the first time since 2020 in week 2.
For the first time, they're favored, period, or in week 2, period?
No, the first time favored, period.
Since 2020?
Since 2020, yes.
Well, you know, great teams win, championship teams cover. Is that the saying we use?
Good teams win, great teams cover.
That's it, because they covered. So, they had a winning record against the Quover.
So they had not been favored in 24 consecutive games.
Wow, that's got to be a get that on the Twitter sphere from the...
September 22nd, 2020. We were favorited, and we lost 20-0 at Carolina.
Oh, that's shocking.
Nothing the Lions like that.
Nothing is funnier than Lions score against the spread. There's no doubt about that.
When you're opening your betting app, you know, just take that into consideration. This is an anomaly.
Yep.
An anomaly. So, yeah, we really got to win, huh?
It is a must win. There's no doubt about that, because if they go to 0-2 after two home games, forget it. Stick a fork in it. This turkey's cooked, because there will be no playoffs. I don't think there will be playoffs, but if you go to 0-2, you can start thinking about draft picks, okay? Because you're jockeying for draft pick position. Don't forget the draft next year is in Kansas City, and the year after, where is it, Cub?
It's in Detroit.
It's based off the time. Got to get a link to that clock.
We need to just set up our own.
There you go. There you go. That's a good idea. Maybe put it around the fist down there by Hart Plaza. That'd be a good idea.
I like
that. What'll come sooner, the NFL draft in Detroit or the Gordie Howe Bridge opening? What do you think? Do you ever wonder about that?
I'm going to go with the Gordie Howe.
Maybe. Bridge. I mean, they're building the Gordie Howe. How come you look at stuff like the Empire State Building was built in 10 months, and you look at stuff now and it takes like 5 years to put up a shanty. It just, what's gone on since then? There's the fact that maybe like 200 people were killed building the Empire State Building because they didn't use nets and any kind of safety stuff.
Yeah, the first thought that came to mind was labor laws.
Yeah, labor laws. Yeah, that might have something to do with it. Back then, it was in the Depression, and people were looking for work, and they're like, hey, it worked fast, or you're gone. So it's just a thought. I'm not sure.
And I was going to say, taxpayers' money, they usually like to leverage that in these kind of things.
Well, yes. If you've got a contract, then you take your time. Yeah, unless you get a bonus for getting done early, then you do real shoddy work and get done as quick as you can.
Maybe that's what I should do for you to get the podcast out, is to give you a bonus if you do it quickly.
Yeah, then there's that. Now that Grandma's car sold, have a little more time.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just thought that was a good setup for that.
That's funny. That's really funny. That's funny. Yeah, who is this again?
I can tell in your voice how funny it is.
That is.
And that was a father-son relationship in a nutshell.
And that was Line of the Cup podcast. Thanks for living and goodbye, everybody. Roar!
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's not like the Commanders are good. I will say the Commanders have a really good wide receiver trio there with Curtis Samuel, Scary Terry McLaurin, and... whoever the other guy is.
Quite a trio. Larry,
well, I know the
Curly
other two because they played. Listen, I know the other two because they played at Ohio State.
Ooh.
So that's easy. I can remember Curtis Samuel and Scary Terry. But, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, it's not like Carson Wentz is great.
He won last week.
Yeah, but the thing about it, we were never going to win that game last week after the fucking onside kick. It was fun to watch, but it's so frustrating dealing with.
They were way behind. They're whipping to come back, and it just wasn't happening. And
yeah, I will think that they play better. I'm a little worried about some of the injuries on the team.
Wait till we get to breaking news on the injury front.
That's what we call a teaser.
That's a teaser. Well, let's get to the transactions, all right?
Yeah.
There haven't been many transactions since last week.
Start it up, man.
On Saturday, the day before the game, they placed Levi Onwuzurike on injured reserve list. How's that pronounced again?
Onwuzurike.
Okay.
Onwuzurike.
And I think everybody knew about that. Then on the 14th, they signed running back Justin Jackson to the active roster from the practice squad and re-signed tackle Darren Heipolo to the practice squad. So that was a pretty big one. Then on the 15th, the Lions signed guard Akude Azwazika. And I think he might be out of Nigeria to the active. We have to have a minimum of 10 guys from Nigeria on our team at all times. I think it's a league rule.
It's part of the play forward program.
From the Philadelphia Eagles practice squad and place guard Tommy Creamer on reserve injured. So that's a 4-week minimum on that, right?
What's going on with Tom?
Tom, I don't know. Now we're going to get into injuries for this game. And
wasn't IR like 8 weeks back in the day?
That was 8 weeks or the whole year or something. I don't know. First thing I'm sure everybody's heard is that the guard Halapuluvatai had back surgery. And
it's not a good.
He's on IR, and that's 4 weeks. But I'm thinking it wouldn't shock me if
That's a season shutdown.
If he's done for the whole year. Because by the time he's ready to come back, if the players are gone, why do we, you know... Hey, guys, anybody happens to be listening, just remember last year and just repeat it, because that's what we got going on here. Guys got hurt. Guys a little tweak. We're a little worried. Nothing to be worried about. And then off we go. Now, the week two injury report.
Here we go.
Here's your breaking injury news. Frank Ragnow is now out.
No.
With a groin slash foot.
Confirmed?
Confirmed. It's right here on the DetroitLions.com/team/injury-report. Yes, he was questionable and did not hasn't practiced all week. He's got a groin foot. So here we go again. So we've got two other guys that did not practice today. Jonah Jackson, he's got a finger. He's questionable. So, and then we got Amani Oruwariwa, cornerback. Mm-hmm. He's got a back. He did not practice. He's questionable. Now, we did have a couple of guys at limited practice. Afetu, how do you say this, Phil? Afetu Melifonwu?
Afetu Melifonwu.
I got to get that pronunciation thing out. He is questionable. He did limited practice with a hammy. He's got a hammy. And then we've got, and I was told online not to worry about this, and I did tweet that I am worried, a certain D'Andre Swift with a cankle. He did practice limited, marked as questionable. I would think he's going to, wasn't this what he was all of last season? Every game, questionable, limited practice. Maybe they're just trying to keep him healthy. Michael Brockers, defensive tackle. He's got a knee. He went from a DNP to an LP to a full practice. He is off the injury report, everybody. We got Taylor Decker. We have any offensive linemen left? He's got a California. A calf. He went from a did not practice to a limited to a full practice. He's in, everybody. He's fully in. Taylor Decker, whose Pro Football Focus number was like awful last week. So at least we got that. Then we got Julian Okwara. Did I pronounce that right?
Okwara.
He's a linebacker. He's got a hamstring, but he practiced full practice all week. So why is he even on here? Well, then there's that. We do have the Washington Commanders, but I don't have a Friday update. Maybe on their website it's more current. Yeah. But Wes Schwetzler, guard, he's got a hamstring. Did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. Then everybody else was limited or full practice. It's kind of silly to even talk about it. If you're limited or full, if you practice, you're going to play. So, I don't know these guys. Jamin Davis, Tri Turner.
I haven't heard of any of them.
Cole Turner, Tina Turner, Cole Holcomb. He's an LB. He's got a quad. So there it is. That's your injury stuff. So we'll see. We'll see.
It's looking rough again for us.
It's not looking good when you lose your center. You're all pro, as I keep hearing, all pro center. But they didn't mention like 85% of the players in the NFL were all pro bowlers.
Oh, okay.
All right. Would you like me to go over the history of the game?
Do you want me to take over, or you got it?
I got a little story to go for you, but sure, read some of it, and then we'll, you know.
No, this is you thing. This
okay.
is yours thing.
All right. It's we've had 43 games against the Washington, D.C. football franchise, okay? We're going to lump everybody in there. Detroit's won 15, and the Washington franchise has won 28 with no ties. That's a 34.9% win percentage for your Detroit Lionos.
Thanks.
The last home game was on November 15th, 2020, when your Detroit Lionos beat the Washington unmentionable team 30-27.
Ooh.
Detroit has won. Now, here's information that won't have anything to do with today's game.
Okay.
Detroit has won four in a row at home, dating back to 9/27/09. Has won 5 of 6 overall in the series, home and away. Okay. Prior to that, the Washington, D.C. football franchise pretty much won all the games, including the 1992 NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Lions have played in one of those. They lost 41-10 in Washington, and it wasn't even that close. That was after they opened their season in Washington and lost 45-0. So I guess if they had played 4 or 5 more times, they would have made it a game. The last game I remember attending was on November 4th, 1990. I remember this game distinctly. I don't... The Reds,
really?
Yes, I actually do. Oh, I almost... I almost said it. The Washington football franchise was coached by Joe Gibbs at the time, who won them a bunch of Super Bowls. They did make the playoffs and win a playoff game that year. The Washington team, not the Lions. The Lions had a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter and lost in overtime 41-38. At one point, that was when they were running what they called the run-and-shoot offense, where they would snap the ball to the quarterback. It was kind of like, what do you call it here?
RPO?
Not really a run-pass option, but run-and-gun. They called it run-and-shoot. It was coached by the guy who ended up becoming Hawaii's coach. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. But the Lions had a 24-second possession in the fourth quarter. Complete possession, three passes incomplete, and a punt 24 seconds when they had the lead. And people were, this was in about a, I'd say the Silverdome was three quarters full that day. That was a big crowd. Here's some interesting stats from that game. The time of possession, the Washington franchise was 49 minutes and 52 seconds.
What?
And the Detroit Lions had it for 19 minutes and 18 seconds. 49 minutes. Because all the Lions did was pass and hand it to Barry Sanders.
Well,
the passing in that game, this might explain why the possessions were so short. The Washington franchise had 482 yards passing, and the Lions had 187.
Well, then how was this game even that close?
That's a good question. They did, I have the box score here. They did intercept the Washington's quarterbacks like three times. That was the only reason it was close. But it was 28-14 at halftime, Lions. It was 38-21. Is that familiar? Down up 17 going into the fourth quarter. That would be everybody that plays the Lions.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, to be ahead. Total yards in the game was Washington 676, Lions 351. So they were balanced. Lions had two fumbles and lost one. The Washington team had two fumbles and lost one and threw three interceptions. The Lions did not throw any interceptions. The Washington team had seven penalties. The Lions had four. Their quarterback was a Jeff Rutledge. I believe he might have been out of Penn State. And Stan Humphries. Jeff Humphries. Something dead. See me where he goes. He's born in Birmingham, Alabama. Quarterback. More bio. Where'd he go to college? Come on. College. Yeah, like I said, Alabama. When Alabama was not good. When Alabama was not good. There was a time when Alabama was not good.
Really?
Yep.
Wouldn't know.
Jeff Rutledge was 30 for 42 for 363, one touchdown and no interceptions. I don't know who got the start. Then there was a Stan Humphries who was 13 for 21, one touchdown, three interceptions. He must have been the starter.
Yeah.
And they brought in Rutledge, and Jeff Rutledge threw for 363 yards, and he didn't even start. So
that's great.
The Lions had Rodney Pete, 8 for 17 for 135, and a Bob Galliano, 5 for 11 for 68. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, 11 rushes for 104 yards, one touchdown, a 45-yard run. Then guys like Richard Johnson, Aubrey Matthews, Robert Clark, they were all real short little receivers. They're like 5'10", but ran real fast. That's what the Lions had at the time. So here are your Hall of Famers that played in the game. Barry Sanders, 11 carries, like I said. Art Monk, 1 carry, 8 yards, 13 receptions, 168. That's pretty good. And then guard center Russ Grimm and defensive back Daryl Green. So Washington had three Hall of Famers. The Lions had the one, the only, Barry Sanders.
There's never been one better.
The thing I remember is walking. I think when the game went to overtime, it was pretty much obvious the Lions were not going to pull this thing out. Let's see, when did they score? How much time left? Does it say here? No, they don't give the times of the scores here on this site. The fans of the Redskins. Oh, I did it. I was so freaking close. The fans of the Washington football team were in the end zone singing the hail to the R-skins. Is that okay? R-skins?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Hail to the R-words. And boy, people were freaking pissed walking out after they won in overtime. It was not very good. It was a very pissy Silverdome that day. So, okay, that's really all I got on that. That's a pretty good history of the game, don't you think?
I mean, I think it's a way more personal one.
There you go. A little personal information. All right. Yeah. Tweet of the week.
Yeah, that's on you. This is all. Those are your things.
So. Okay. Tweet of the week, Lions PR. And their handle is at Lions PR. That's pretty original. We got a couple of really good tweets here, okay?
You like me to read the tweets?
Please.
Okay. Excuse me. Had to burp. Dating back to last season, the at Lions have scored touchdowns in 11 consecutive quarters, which is the longest hectic streak in the at NFL and a new franchise record.
That is pretty amazing when you think about it. 11 consecutive quarters. Did they win any of those games?
I think we beat the Packers in the last game of the year.
Okay, so they're 1-1 at least in 8 of those.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And I think they won the game before that, too, so.
All right. Well, then.
Wow.
Then there's that.
Also in week 1 at Lions, RB at DeAndre Swift, rushed 15 times for 144 yards, 9.6 average, and 1 touchdown. Swift's 9.6 rushing average is the Lions' single-game record, 15 carry minimum, and leads the at NFL through week 1. Swift is tied for second amongst all NFL running backs in scrimmage yards, 175, and third in rushing yards.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
But we don't have to worry about his ankle.
Well, I'm going to worry about it.
Thanks, DeAndre.
Thanks, DeAndre. That's it. Boy, there you're at Lions PR with a couple of ditties.
All right, everybody.
All right. I know this is what you've been waiting for. That's why we put it last, so that you will stick around till the bitter end. Well, it's not the last thing.
To the CBC, the Cubs Betting Corner.
Welcome, everybody.
Okay.
All right. Can edit that out.
Over under 48.5. Philly won the money line, but the Lions did cover.
Yep.
Which makes them, if I remember correctly, they were 13 of 17 last season.
Were they?
So that put, yeah. It was like, wow. 12 or 13.
What the hell was I thinking? Why didn't you stop me before I pissed away a $10 bill?
Well, I don't know, because it's fun to piss. So.
That is true.
So basically, the line predicted Philly 31, Lions 20 for a -4.5. So he took the Lions, -5.5. So he lost. I predicted Philly 16, Lions 34. I did get the Lions score correct, right?
38-35. You were close.
But we did take over 48.5, which was a winner. So the Cub is 1-0 on the season, and the Lion is
0-1.
We had a couple fun bets. Take every over in all 15 games. That lost.
That lost by about 8 games.
And every underdog goes to heaven lost in every way. So
you were 2-2 in that 14 parlay.
It was only a 3-team parlay.
Carolina Panthers +1, Pats +3.5, Raiders +3.5. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So I think I was 1-2.
Okay. Well, then there's that.
Either way, it lost. So
loss.
So Detroit -1.5 this week. Again, like I said, first time in 24 games. Over under is 48.5. Washington +102. Detroit -120 line. Would you like to give our?
I hate to bet against. I don't want to bet against the Lions again. You know. So
yeah.
Do I bet the Lions giving the 1.5, or do I go like over 48.5? What was the score? Standing by. I've really prepped for this. A lot.
I think the under is
the Redskins. Oh, now suddenly he's Mr. Under. What was the? Did I just say that again?
Yeah.
They were 28-22. So they were 28 points and we were 35. That's 63 points. Jacksonville, their over under in that game was 43 and they came in at 60. No, they came in at 50. And
you know, I love the over bet.
I think I'm going to just. For S and G's, I'm going to bet the Lions given the 1.5. And I'm going to predict the final. It's going to be, let's see, Washington. Oh, dear. Oh, boy. Washington 28, Lions 31.
Okay.
31-28. And then I'm going to take a Lions minus 1.5. What's the over-under on this thing again? 48.5?
48.
That's like a sucker bet. Lions minus 1.5. Here I'm going with our vaunted Detroit Lions to win this thing. Or, yeah, win. They're going to give 1.5 points. I'm taking it.
Washington, 20. Detroit, 38.
38-20?
Yeah.
You want me to put that in there?
I can do it. Yeah, sure.
38-20. And your bet's going to be?
Moneyline Detroit.
Moneyline Detroit. Moneyline Detroit. Minus 120. Okay.
All right.
There it is. It.
There's our bets of the week.
There's our bets of the week.
We always have a fun bet, the Cubs crazy bet of
it's
the week.
It's crazy. It's a crazy theme for, bet.
Theme for this week is, did someone order the bird? So we're going to take the Seattle Seahawks.
He's going all birds.
We're taking the Seattle Seahawks plus 9.5 versus the 49ers. I just don't think the 49ers are that good.
Okay.
And 9.5 is a lot of points.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take Cardinals plus 5 versus the Raiders.
The Seahawks won last week.
Yeah, the Seahawks won against the Broncos at home. So
I mean, I know it's on the road, but boy, that's a lot of points. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking Cardinals plus 5 versus the Raiders. I think the Raiders win, but the Cardinals cover.
Okay.
I'm going to take Eagles money line versus the Vikings because I think the Eagles are good.
Okay.
And the Vikings won, I think it is. And I'm going to take Falcons plus 10 versus the Rams.
Wow.
I just don't think Matthew Stafford, he might be racist, but his arm is definitely wonky. So
is he still like drunk from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, like when he pushed that lady over and walked away.
He just stood there and watched her fall on her caboose. That was, and boy, yeah, his wife was all over it.
Her.
Yeah, I think he might have. At least allegedly. I must say that for legal purposes.
Yeah, so plus 3,120.
Wow.
I think it's a fun $10 bet.
I think it is. I think everybody should bank that, okay, before it's too late.
Ride with me or fade me. Tweet us if you made it this far in the podcast. If you're gonna fade us, or are you gonna ride with us?
That's right. Stick with us. That's it. Tweet out to us, would you? Somebody,
please.
Okay. So, you want to give us the Thursday night scores?
Yeah, sure. Thursday night scores. One game this week. Amazon Prime. Jeff Bezos uncomfortably trying to hold the hand of a black man in the stands while taking a picture.
What?
Yeah, the picture's really funny.
Oh, the Bezos Bowl. All right.
Yeah, because they're paying $1 billion per game per year.
I was going to say per game. That's kind of hard to make a profit on that. Okay, $1 billion per year. Kirk Herbstreit. Boy, all I can tell you is Kirk Herbstreit and
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels is way better than Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
100%.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
Chris, what's his name though, is like very good at it. Kirk Herbstreit is above the rest. So
Herbie's good. I mean, he's very vanilla, and you know, he's just not a goofball. I don't want a goofball.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy named Booger doing my games. You know, I just Herbie's all right. Yeah, he's just very vanilla. He's plain. Just give us a little things. Al Michaels, he's 90 years old. God bless him. He's still pretty good. He doesn't sound much different than he did 40 years ago. But Chris Collinsworth is a doofus. That's just my opinion on that. He is a doofus.
Yeah.
And that's not even a legend. That's my opinion, and I'm allowed to have it. Doofus.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chargers 24, Kansas City 27.
So we're
Patrick Mahomes playing okay.
Yeah, both quarterbacks played okay.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers, but that got called back. It was on Twitch. I was asleep, but this is now football on Amazon. So
there you go.
I'd like to do a new segment here.
Oh, please.
Hopefully it comes through on the audio. Okay.
This is called
Guess Who Said This.
Oh.
Guess whose starting quarterback said this. All right, I'm going to play it for you, and you got to guess it, all right?
Okay.
Because I'm not the biggest guy out there. So if I can't see you, you can't see me, I can't get you the ball. And, like, spacing with the guys. So if you can't see me, get somewhere to where you can't see me, then I can see you, then I can hit you. I can't see.
Okay, take a guess.
Well, the voice sounds like Tom Brady, but...
Nope, not TB.
It's not Tom Brady. It's not Matty Stafford.
Nope, it's somebody
Is it what's his name from the Packers?
No, it's somebody that's undefeated against Bill Belichick.
I don't know who is.
That would be the starting quarterback of the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know him from Adam, huh?
I just that was so funny that he publicly said that basically I'm too short to be a quarterback. But
well, he's not saying he's too short. A certain guy who played for the New Orleans Saints was not the tallest guy in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, but funny. he had great talent. His arm turned into a noodle. So.
I just sent you a tweet.
Yes.
Via the Twitter of that picture of Jeff Bezos before the game yesterday.
Oh, okay. He was holding hands with... What's the first one with what's his name? And
Danny DeVito was on the Part of My Take this today.
Who's the woman?
That's his daughter.
Oh, that's right. He does kind of look like she looks like her mother a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh boy. The other people got their hands on Bezos's head? What's going on there?
Jeff Bezos. I don't know,
he's got to lay off the steroids.
Yeah, the HGH.
That's a really odd looking picture. Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's very uncomfortable. So.
I'll share that to the Twitter so anybody that's listening can look it up. I know that you'll be like, I can't find it, Dave. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Not good, yo. But this is your draft update. This will be you.
Okay, buddy. We're gonna. I'm not sure if we're gonna do this every week, but I just thought let's see what happened for real in week one. Okay. Just like we did last week, we covered the draft picks and where they were roster-wise and that stuff. So I just thought we'd start from the top with round one, pick number two, Mr. A. Aiden Hutchinson. He's edge out of Michigan. Maybe you heard of him. He played 69 snaps, which is 90% of the total defensive snaps, and six special team snaps.
That's a lot.
He looked great in that was a preseason. Great preseason does not always equal a great regular season. His PFF Pro Football Focus grade was 56.3. That was number 9 on the Lions defense. He did whiff on a crucial tackle late in the game that gave up a first down when they were trying to get the Philadelphia Eagles to punt. So
they played him. How do I say this correctly?
They used his own aggressiveness against himself.
Yeah.
He took off on the snap and ran right past some plays. Guys, it's just a much faster game. I'm not saying he's anything even equating a bust. He was working really hard out there. And if he keeps the energy up, that first game is hard, man. I remember last year, remember when Penei Sewell, his first couple of games, he was at left tackle and it was like, he had a really bad PFF on his first game. That's like the guy, who was it that started in the place of, who started guard, right guard, who'd only had 4 snaps his whole career?
Yeah, like Stenbrenner or whatever. Stenson.
He had, his pass blocking came out at a 0 because...
Yeah.
He didn't do very well, but he'd never played, and he had 4 snaps in his whole career. So, you know, that first game, he had a couple of false starts there in the first quarter. Was that Logan Stenberg? Was that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not – and to start your first game against Jalen Hurts, that's not easy, man. That is not easy. So, you know. I no complaints. All right. And of course, here, the vaulted round one, pick number 12. Oh, wait. He's out until week 5. Jameson Williams. Jamo be there. Yeah. Not playing.
Yeah.
Round two, pick 46. Josh Pascal injured. Has not practiced. He's out until week 5 at least, at a minimum. Kirby Joseph. He played special teams only. He's the safety out of Illinois, round 3, pick 97. He was called for one holding penalty that erased decent field position. So there you go. He played 48% of the special team snaps. Round 5, pick 177, James Mitchell, tight end, Virginia Tech, tremendous school, did not play, was inactive. Round 6, pick 188, Malcolm Rodriguez, whatever they call him, linebacker, Oklahoma State. He played 60%.
Rodrigo.
He played 46 snaps on defense at 60%. He played 17 snaps, 55% of the special team. His PFF grade was 73.4. He was the highest graded defensive player on the Lions. He seemed overly aggressive at times, but excellent sight I'll get it. Seemed overly aggressive at times, but excitement will do that. I'm sure
he was the highest graded rookie as well.
In all of football?
On the defensive side, yeah.
In all of football.
Yep.
Yeah, 73 is like above average. Once you get above 80, you're really doing well.
Yeah.
The round six pick, 217, James Houston, edge, Jackson State. He was released and signed to the practice squad. He was the only draft pick not to be on the active roster, even if he was inactive. He was on the practice. Yeah, yeah. And then round seven pick, 237, Chase Lucas, cornerback, Arizona State, did not play. He was inactive. And then we had one undrafted free agent that made the starting roster. Is that correct?
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Demetrius Taylor, defensive lineman. He was inactive, but he was on the 50. I'm not sure what the active inactives is. I'm not sure. So
I don't know.
Not real sure how that works. I don't know. So there you go.
Great question.
So we only played three rookies, basically, is what came out of all that. But we really have five guys that would be playing on defense. You would think Jameis Williams would be starting, and Josh Pascal would be at least on the active roster.
Yeah. J-Mo is definitely going to start.
Oh, yeah.
When he comes.
Yeah. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, he's starting all year, and they originally had listed that Malcolm Rodriguez was not going to start, but he ended up, they did start him. And then who was the guy that had the guy they signed from the Steelers who was a free agent? He had a really good game. Defensive.
God, he's got a Bugs.
Yeah, Bugs. That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
Bugs. He played really good. He had a pass knocking down Isaiah Bugs. The backup to Ali McNeil, but I think they rotate a bunch of guys like most teams do.
Well, weren't they running the Pontiac, or what were they calling that?
I don't know what they called that.
When they had like five defensive ends out there.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. They called it something. Logan Stenberg was the kid who started at right guard, and Tommy Creamer was his backup, and now Tommy Creamer's out, so you're going to get a whole bunch of Logan Stenberg the next few weeks. I'll tell you that. So,
I really am. I cannot wait for Sunday.
He'll get better. He'll have to get better.
That Frank Haley? Why am I?
Frank Ragnow?
No, the coach for the offensive line coach is really good.
Oh, yeah. He's a big man. Derek Barnes had a really bad game.
Yeah.
He really did.
Anzalone played okay.
Who did?
Anzalone?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he is what he is. Jeff Okuda played well. He held one guy without a catch.
Yeah.
He didn't give up any of the big plays. So, and as I understand it, he did not tear his Achilles tendon. So right away. Hey, that's good.
Holy shit. What is this, like his seventh game in his career?
I think he played five or six as a rookie. He played half last year, right? Did it happen in the first half or the second half? That's crazy.
I think it was in the first half. So.
Yeah. So the defense will look better this week. You're not playing against Jalen Hurts. They got to look better. And, you know,
They'll look way better.
The two rookies are going to play really better.
Yeah. I think this is when we're going to see Aiden really shine. Because he's going to be able to just pressure, and the quarterback's not going to step up and run. So,
yeah.
And I think he'll make adjustments. I think they probably did a lot of film.
He doesn't have
on.
To be great. I just want him to be solid.
Yeah.
You know, just make the tackles when they're there.
Hurt.
Don't whiff on anybody.
Don't get hurt, please.
Because, don't get hurt. Next week, they're at Minnesota. Then they play the Seahawks. Then they're at New England. So, then a bye. So, they win Sunday at Minnesota's a tough one. Probably going to lose that. But then if they can beat Seattle, then they're what? Two and two? One, 2-2. New England is very beatable.
Very beatable.
You never know what's going to happen out there. Then they got a bye. Then they go at Dallas. Oh, boy. But Dallas is beatable.
Yeah, Dallas doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
so.
there's that. Then they're home for Miami and Green Bay. See how these, you look at the season before it starts and you go, win, loss. But once the season actually starts, then things start to matriculate out. You know, you start getting the injuries and you start, who's good, who's not good, stuff like that. So Green Bay's not as bad as they look.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes.
Well, then there's a few guys like that that are, you know, going to be in the AFC Championship game, but
Aaron Rodgers hates his quarterback or his wide receivers.
He did exactly what he did last year in the first game. Remember, it was like, oh, the Packers suck. Oh, they're going to suck. The one thing is, week one brings up so many false storylines, and you really got to see what happens between week one and week two. Okay, and then things will start to matriculate out. New England may suddenly look a lot better. You know, all kinds of shit can happen. So you just got to play each week as it comes. Who's your guys that are going to be playing and who's not? Who's going to be there? Who's playing better? And rookies. Rookies can really come around. So, yeah, it's okay. I was pissed we lost. I was pissed we got down by 17. I don't mind losing. I just don't like getting, you know, looking like you're getting your ass handed to you.
So be competitive.
Yeah. And they come back and people are like, oh, they came back. I'm like, they're down 17 in the fourth quarter. That's just, it's just you're not going to come back many times. I don't care who you are. You just are not going to come back and win many games down 17. So I just hope our coach is becoming a better coach. I mean, you can coach all the physical things in practice, but it's game management is really what he does. He's got to be a better game manager. No onside kicks. Don't know what the story is with timeouts at the end of the half. Don't help them get a field goal. Don't help teams.
Yeah.
You got to play your smartest game. He's got to improve. Yep. He's got to.
Yep.
He's coached enough games now. He coached, five or six with the Dolphins? He coached 17 with the Lions. And those kind of mistakes you can't be making anymore.
Yeah, he's coached probably 25 games with the Lions.
He's coached 18 with the Lions. So he's probably coached 23, 24, 25 total.
Well, in the preseason games.
No, those don't count. Because you do silly things you would never do in the... No. That doesn't count.
All right.
I mean, you're just trying to get more plays for your guys. You're going to call timeouts at silly times, I think. I don't think you're really learning how to manage a game. The real pressure in an actual real game where your decisions really matter. And here's hoping that he will be better at that. So I just hope in 6-8 weeks we're not talking about, why did he onside kick? You know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. You got to play. You really have to play for the odds. That's why they're there. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add? Is there anything I've missed?
No, I'm good. I'm just pacing back and forth in my hotel.
He's ready for bed in Eindhoven, Netherlands. Once again, the miracle of Al Gore's invention, the internet, allows our podcast to continue. It's great.
Yep, the marathon continues,
marathon, absolutely. Let's hope the Lions get a win this week and win by two or more. And
we'll possibly have a recap.
We possibly will. The Cub is going to Paris. He's a free man in Paris, and then he will be back his time evening Sunday,
6 p.m. when we're coming back.
6 p.m. You'll be back at 6?
Yep, I'll be back at 6.
And the game kicks off at 7 your time.
Prime time.
Then he's off on a quick charter to London for the Queen's funeral on Monday.
Yep.
Hashtag gone too soon.
Hashtag never forget.
Hashtag. That's right. Hashtag. How do you spell hashtag? Hashtag. I'll have to put that out there. All right.
Yeah.
That's it, everybody. Is that it?
All right. You know where to find us?
The Twitter, the book, the...
Gram.
The talk. Are we doing TikToks?
Yeah. No, I don't like TikTok.
I'm pretty much just a ticked off guy, but that's completely different altogether.
I'm just looking to get tough, you know?
That's a good one. Yeah, you made me laugh a couple of times this episode. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I hear there's a mini red light district in Eindhoven. So
that right? Is it your hallway in your hotel room?
We might have to do a man on the street.
Man on the street. Why don't you get out there and see if you can get any opinions on the Lions game?
Well, that's what I figured. When I'm in France, I'll hit Moulin Rouge to see.
There you go.
About the Lions season.
Have you got a Lions t-shirt with you or a hat? Or are you representing?
I got a Red Wings shirt.
That would, you know, yeah, you really should be like, I'm on the Champs-Élysées. I'm getting some opinions on the Lions. It'll be before the game on Sunday. Hey, everybody. There's the Arc de Triomphe, which would be, you know, the Arch of Triumph. Winning, that would be the Lions.
I'll go Lions. I'll go live on the Instagram.
There you go, man. Say, hey, is there anybody here that's a Lions fan?
Yeah,
I bet you get somebody.
I could probably talk to the birds, too.
There you go. Feed the pigeons. Oh, yeah. I like it. Say yeah. Bonjour. We'll bonjour.
Bonjour. A vida zane.
Don't say merde. Don't say foutez-vous. Okay. I can give you all the words not to say, okay?
Okay, okay. Well, send me a list later.
Okay, it's quite long. It's the only French words I know. Just smile and say bonjour, bonjour. Viva de Lyon. Viva de Lyon. Lyon de Detroit. There you go. Detroit Lyons.
Detroit Lyons.
Detroit Lyons. Oui, oui. Bonjour, oui, oui. Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. All right, everybody. We're just blabbering now.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Roar. Bye.
Bye.
Hydrate. Hydrate. Hydrate.
Oh, why can't we win a game?